Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're talking about untouched by trouble. We're going to take a look at Proverbs chapter 19, 23, which says that when we fear the Lord, we can rest content and be untouched by trouble. This progression of fearing the Lord, resting in contentment, and then being untouched by trouble. But we're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communions is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a couple of minutes to get still, to listen, and to examine ourselves before we get into our time of communion. Let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I just thank you for releasing us from the darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, we ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and your grace and your love and your goodness and to let it flow through us, so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. Father, we ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So we've been released from darkness, transferred into the light. We're going to get started with the other half of prayer. Our first step, getting positioned in the light. That happens through the forgiveness of sins. And when we're in the light, we can rest content. We can be untouched by trouble when we're in the light. We've been released from darkness. There's divine protection, and we can be untouched by trouble when we're in the light. But that happens through the forgiveness of sins. So receiving God's forgiveness, receiving his grace, giving that same forgiveness and grace to yourself, because often we beat ourselves up and condemn ourselves and hang on to things that we've done. We got to let some of those things go. And then we got to do the same thing for other people as well. We got to release some things that they've done to us. Begin to walk in the light, walk in that love, that grace and forgiveness. Let it flow all the way through you, receiving it from God, giving it to yourself, letting it flow through you to other people. And then we got to begin to magnify that light. We can begin to magnify that light that God put within us, all based on what we're focused on. In this life, we can focus on light, what's going well, things we're grateful for, or we can focus on evil and darkness. Whichever one we begin to magnify is going to grow bigger on the inside of us. So how can we practically apply this? Number one, starting with gratitude. What are a few things that you're grateful for over the last 24 hours? Just writing them down. There's something powerful that happens when you not only think about them, but you express them out of you with speech or writing or whatever it may be. Just writing down a few things that you're grateful for. And then what steps forward did you take over the last day or over the last week? What steps forward have you taken? What progress have you made? What ways have you seen God to come through in your life? Often we get caught up looking at the future. How far have we still have to go? And that feels stressful and overwhelming and full of uncertainties and maybe doubts. But we can look back at how far God has brought us, and we can gain encouragement from that. And that will begin to magnify that light on the inside of us. And that magnified light is going to begin to show up in our emotions in the form of peace and joy. It'd be two of the primary emotions. I like to think of peace as my indicator, letting me know what I'm magnifying on the inside, whether I'm single-minded in my faith, that God loves me, that nothing's impossible with him, that he can make all grace abound to me, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, I can abound to every good work. Or I can begin to magnify the problems. When I begin to magnify the problems and roll them over and meditate on them, make them bigger and bigger in my mind, they begin to grow on the inside of me as well. And a lack of peace is usually my indicator that I'm wavering. I'm going back and forth between walking by faith and looking at the problem. Joy, I like to think of as my indicator of presence, that I'm living in the present moment, aware of God's presence with me, right here, right now. And when his presence is there, there's fullness of joy. Joy is my indicator. That I like to think of that grace is flowing. What he put on the inside of me is flowing when there's joy, is what I like to think of. And then as we get more present, what do you know to do today? If we're going to make a plan for the next 24 hours, what are the things that you know to do? Things that you know need to get done. Not that you're fuzzy on, not that you're uncertain of. What do you know to do? What do you know to do today? Begin to write those things out. Maybe things God's prompting in your conscience. Maybe some bigger projects God's prompting or stirring on the inside of you. What do you know to do today? How could you take some steps forward to begin clearing those things out of the way? Taking action on the things that you know to do. And then if we're going to continually know what to do, that requires listening and tuning in to God's voice. He's trying to lead us to this spacious, beautiful place that's free from all restriction. And it's his voice that leads us along that path. So just taking a couple minutes here. I like to do it before bed every night, but taking a few minutes to kind of recap the day. Just reflect on the day. What was God teaching you? What was he showing you? I'll just ask him the questions. God, what were you trying to show me? What were the most important things that you were trying to get across to me today? Taking a few minutes to get still, to listen, and just simply begin to write down whatever you hear. Recording your journey is an important part of this process. I believe it leads to greatness because God's going to begin to stack one message, one teaching lesson, one thing that you're learning on top of another. They're going to begin to stack and stack and stack and stack. And it's going to lead you to this beautiful place. But you can never get there until you take the first step and the second step and the third step. Often we try to jump out to the 52nd step and the 100th step. But we got to take these steps in order. He will begin to lead us gently along this path. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to be a process that happens over time. God's going to begin to unfold it over time. And through that process, you're going to grow in your knowledge of him. You're going to grow in your trust in him. You're going to grow in your confidence in him. And it truly becomes a beautiful thing. But I was reading my proverb the other day, and this verse in Proverbs 19:23 just jumped out at me. And it was this part at the end that says, untouched by trouble. Untouched by trouble. Let's read the whole verse here. The fear of the Lord leads to life. Then one rests content, untouched by trouble. So I like to think of this verse in three parts. As I was really thinking about this verse, I wasn't sure what to do with this verse when it first started jumping out at me. But then I started seeing it's got three parts to it. The fear of the Lord, which leads to life, resting content, and untouched by trouble. Those are actually three topics that we've actually covered quite a bit over this last year in the Abundant Life Blueprint. So number one, the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. People get confused sometimes. I was doing Bible study with my kids the other day. Why? And they were asking, why does it say the fear of the Lord? Are we supposed to be scared of him? Well, yes, we should be scared of him if he's against us. We should be scared of him if he's against us. But if he's for us, which we believe in Jesus, he is for us. The fear of the Lord is this honor, it's reverence, it's submitting to him, it's seeking to please him with our lives. It's seeking to walk out our lives in obedience to him, submitted to him. It says Jesus had reverent submission for God. Just this simple faith that says, you know what, God, I'm going to put aside what I want to do with my life. Because I'm going to trust that your plan is better. That you know all the things that I want, all the things that I desire in my life. You know all that. You put them in my heart, actually. All my days were ordained in your book. You give me purpose and grace in Christ Jesus before time ever began. And I'm going to give you all those things, God. And I'm going to seek to follow you. To do what's pleasing in your sight. To do what's right and best in your eyes, like we pray about. I'm going to seek to do that. That's step one, I think, in this. Then step two, what does that lead to? That leads to resting content. Recently, we've done some communion meditations talking about being content in all circumstances. No matter what's going on around you, you can be content. You can be happy. You can have peace. You can have joy no matter what's going on around you. Why? Because what are you magnifying? How much God loves you. That nothing's impossible for him, that he can make all grace abound to you. You begin to magnify those things. And what happens? God becomes your source. Your relationship with God becomes your source of contentment. Your source of contentment is not in money or things or stuff. Could be, you know, a lot of people, we talked about people have this, every person, I believe, has this missing piece on the inside of us. And we don't feel fulfilled. We don't feel content until that piece is filled. And it's a piece that only God can fill. Think of it like a puzzle piece, and only God has the shape that fits that piece. But for a lot of us, we go searching for it. We're searching for it. We search for it in education. We search for it in books. We think that that's the answer. That was one of the paths that I took. People search for it in drugs or in alcohol or in sex or in money or in power or in fame and all these other things that we go searching for in success, in results. We think that's the answer. We're going to feel content once we get that. But I've had those times where you set these big goals and you hit some of the goals and you feel unfulfilled still. That contentment is not there. Because why? Because we have to have that contentment first. We fear the Lord. We seek to do what's pleasing to him. And we grow in our relationship and he becomes the source of our contentment that we have on the inside there. And when we get to this place, our contentment is not dependent on outside circumstances. No matter what's going on around us, we can have contentment because God is with us. I was just reminded today, I was going through this time early in my walk with God. It seemed like everything was going crazy all around me. Lots of reasons not to be content. And I didn't know the impact of this at the time. But the one thing I kept hearing on the inside over and over, I'm with you. I'm with you. And if you've got God with you, you can rest content. Notice what that leads to, resting content. When you become content in all circumstances, it allows you to rest because you stop striving after all these other things. Because you've already got God, the most valuable thing. And this beautiful thing begins to happen. God can, when he becomes the source of your contentment, he can begin to add all those things that we were searching for. He can add wisdom and knowledge and success and money, maybe fame. He can add all these things to you. He can add all the stuff to you because they're not your source of happiness. They're not your God anymore. They're not the thing that we worship and seek after and idolize. We put God in that first piece. It's about prioritizing him and getting that first puzzle piece in place. And then we can rest content. We seek first the kingdom of heaven and all these things are added to us. Why? Because we don't love them anymore. We're seeking after God. That's the thing that we value the most. That's the thing that's most precious to us. So the fear of the Lord, seeking to do what's pleasing to him, leads to us resting content in all circumstances. And then I think this is progressive. We become untouched by trouble. We become untouched by trouble. Think about this. Jesus, They tried to kill him several times before he went to the cross. Nobody could touch him. They tried to throw him off a cliff. They tried to stone him. They tried to do all these different things to him. Nobody could touch him. But he reverently submitted his life to God and laid down his life willingly. But other than that, nobody could touch him. There's other verses that God talks about. God will protect you. This is in Thessalonians or Timothy, I believe. God will protect you and keep you from all evil. He will strengthen you and protect you, keep you from all evil. Those are New Testament verses. God will keep you from all evil. You will be untouched by trouble. Jesus says, be of good cheer. In this world, you might have trouble, but I've overcome it. You can be triumphant. You can overcome it. You can be untouched by trouble, even when it's all around you. But I believe it goes through this progression to get us to this place where we're untouched by it. The fear of the Lord, resting in contentment, where God is the source of our contentment. And then we can be untouched by trouble. So we're going to take communion over this. Every time we take communion, it's this opportunity for us to bring the sacrifice of Jesus into the present moment, making it active and real and relevant in our lives right now. It's also this opportunity to receive promises from God that fearing him leads to life, that we can rest content and be untouched by trouble. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this beautiful promise that you've given us. We're just believing we receive this from you. Right now, the moment we pray, the moment we break this bread, take this juice, we're believing we receive it. We're going to begin to walk in it. It's going to begin to grow from this point on. And every time we take communion, it's just this opportunity to just meditate on the sacrifice of Jesus. That God loved us so much, he was willing to send his one and only son to die for us. And his love for us is steadfast and unfailing. It never fails. And if he would do that, how would he not freely give us all things? And you begin to put that together. How much he loves you with his mighty works. That nothing is impossible for him. He can keep you untouched by all trouble. He can keep you untouched by it. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. Thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. He said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he told his disciples, "Take it. Receive it. Receive that he makes you right with God, that God is for you. He's on your side. We can approach him with freedom and confidence. We can ask for anything in his name, including being untouched by trouble, resting content. We just thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. And we can have this covenant relationship with God where we can know him. I believe as we begin to fear God in our lives, we find our contentment in him. We see him protecting us, his hand on us, protecting us and guiding us in our lives. What does it do? I believe it helps us to know him, to know his heart for us, his love, his goodness, his gentleness. And Jesus said in John 17:3, "This is eternal life, that they would know you, God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent." I believe as we receive these promises, we see them fulfilled in our lives. It just helps us to know God's heart at a deeper level. And that is eternal life. And we can continue to grow in that for eternity. So, Father, we just thank you for this juice. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right, so now it's about walking this out. We believe we received it. Now it's about walking it out. Making the choice every day to walk in reverence and awe of God, doing what's pleasing to Him, what's right and best in His eyes, and finding our contentment in Him. And we can rest content. And I believe that leads to being untouched by trouble. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.